I've not used the export-import a whole lot. We drag and drop. We bring two instances up. You'd have what you want here, the template, so to speak, and then you'd have the radio you want to change, and I would just drag and drop things. But you got to just remember that if you're going to drag and drop things over that are personality-dependent, you got to drag the personality over first. And I would just start from the top of the list, because usually the higher the list, the more global it is. And I would drag things right from the top, and I would just drag them over, drag them to the new radio, drag it to the new radio, drag it to the new radio. You know, and the last thing you do is zone channel assignment. If you dragged everything over from the other one to the new one, you know, it'll all line up. But things will break, and then it'll tell you what's wrong, and you can generally see it and fix it. You know, it's a hair-raising experience, but when you get the groove of it, you'll go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of get it. I didn't realize you could just drag things over. Okay. From the list, probably is what you're talking about, I assume. So, well, that's cool. So what was the other? So it sounds like what you're saying is that the first, if you have FPP installed as a feature, the first zone has to be FPP, and it has to have, each channel has to have its own personality. Do I have that correct?
Well, kind of. You don't have to have an FPP zone at all. But if you do, and I highly recommend it, it has all the FPP zones. You can have as many as you want. You can have four FPP zones. But they all have to be of the four your lot zones. So on that particular radio, your FPP zone has to be number one, or number one and two, or number one, two, and three, and then your regular zones start after that. So that's the first thing. Hold on one second.